This podcast is sponsored by Liberty Mutual. Welcome to this week's podcast, and today, starring historian Kyle Mazzotta. The title of this podcast is The History of Roman Mosaics, and this podcast will be discussing the history of mosaics and how they were used in Rome. Mosaics were important in various places among the Mediterranean during different time periods, and so there's no exact time in which mosaics were at their most important. The concept of mosaics started with the Minoans and Mycenaeans on the island of Crete, and through cultural diffusion, was adapted into Roman art and architecture. So far, we have studied and learned the basics of what a mosaic is. A mosaic is a piece of artwork made of small pieces of glass, stone, shells, or pottery. Today's podcast, we will be discussing how a mosaic is made, where mosaics came from and how they started, and how Romans adjusted to the notion of mosaics. Today, we'll be answering many questions sent in by people from last week's podcast, and we'll be answering them about mosaics. Our first question is, what were mosaics made of? Mosaics were made up of small squares called tesserae. The tesserae was a variety of materials such as marble, tile, glass, pottery, and shells. Our second question was, how big were pieces of tesserae? Tesserae sizes ranged from between 1.5 and 1.5 centimeters in size and were usually small squares. What was the base of a mosaic typically made of? To make a mosaic, a fresh base was prepared with mortar, a thick mixture of water, sand, and cement. How are the tesserae aligned, and what happens next? Tesserae are aligned as close as possible, and any gaps are filled in with liquid mortar. The process in which the liquid mortar is poured in is called grouting. The second aspect that we will be reviewing today is, where did mosaics come from, and how did they start? First question is, did mosaics originate in Greece? Yes. Flooring set with small pebbles was used on the island of Crete in the Bronze Age with the Mycenaeans and Minoans. Where can examples of mosaics in Greece be found? Examples of color mosaics can be found at Corinth and Olympus. When did mosaics start to take off as an art form? Mosaics took off as an art form in 3rd century BCE, and detailed patterns using tesserae rather than pebbles were being incorporated into patterned floors. Colors always used in mosaics. Colors were being used by the end of the 4th century BCE. Many examples of these have been found at Pella in Macedonia. Pella was an ancient city located in central Macedonia. That we will be viewing today is, how did Romans adjust to the notions of mosaics? Our first question is, were mosaics available to everyone? Mosaic art started as an exclusive art, but soon transformed into a common decoration. What were floor mosaics like? The floors were made with fairly large tesserae with a limited range of colors. Were Romans openly agreeable to the notions of floor mosaics? Mosaic floors were quickly becoming a new trend in Rome. However, to practical Romans, the floors may have seemed illogical. This is because they figured that floors destined for rough wear should not bear delicate pictures. The last question that we will be answering today is, what caused mosaics to become more popular? Mosaics took rise in Rome due to a decline of interest in three-dimensional art, such as sculptures. Mosaics also overtook 3D statues in religious ceremonies due to the fact that mosaics, being two-dimensional, were considered more capable of convincingly expressing religious ideas in visual form. Researching this topic, I ran into many different things, and I asked myself if there was any purpose to having floor mosaics, or if it was purely decorational. Compared to now, some people may have tile floors, not mosaic floors, and mosaics are seen as a leisurely activity or form of artwork, much like back then. Mosaics now often have to do with a lot of color and design also. There have been mosaics discovered in Pompeii that date back to the 2nd and 1st century BCE. One of the most famous is called the Battle of Issus, that was found in the Casa del Fano in 1831. This panel and many others are said to have been created by Greek artists who carried on the tradition of making mosaics to Roman cities. For this podcast has been provided by Introduction to Ancient Roman Art, Khan Academy by Jessica Leigh Ambler, Ancient History Encyclopedia, World History Textbook by Elizabeth Gaynor Ellis and Anthony Essler, Roman Art and Architecture from Oxford Art Online by Martin Heinig, and Mosaic from Encyclopedia Britannica by Frederick O. Wage. These sources proved to be very resourceful and helpful and shared many of the same facts with each other and had very little ads. Lastly, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Liberty Mutual. Tune in next week for our next podcast.